AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Four Israeli hostages are free after a dangerous rescue mission inside Gaza. ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks with details on U.S. involvement in the operation.
We know that the U.S. has had intelligence teams based there in Israel to help with hostage recovery efforts since right after the attack on October 7th. And we are told that those teams helped with this operation, sharing intelligence, sharing expertise. Now, of course, a big part of their focus has been trying to find those eight Americans that were taken hostage 8 months ago who are still unaccounted for.
Hamas says more than 200 people were killed in the raid. Israel says fewer than 100 casualties. First responders combing part of the Florida Gulf Coast for sharks. Three people hurt there on Friday, two critically in two different shark-related incidents. Federal judge in New York has given the go-ahead for a class-action lawsuit against Cold Stone Creamery for allegedly serving pistachio ice cream that does not contain pistachio. This is ABC News. Some New York City lawmakers backing two new bills dealing with squatters. The first legislation giving authorities a better idea of how often it occurs and where. We get more from ABC's Dan Kraut at City Hall.
No one's tracking how often cases like this are happening. Not police, not the courts.
They're not tenants. They are squatters. They should be separate from tenants.
Councilmember Susan Zhuang, along with more than a dozen co-sponsors, are hoping to change that. They filed a bill that's gaining support that would require police, 911, and other city agencies to record and track squatter calls.
This spring, state lawmakers passed legislation defining tenants to exclude squatters. Former Apollo 8 astronaut William Anders is dead. The retired major general killed when his small plane he was piloting crashed off Washington State Friday.
Tributes coming from friends and colleagues. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson writing, Bill Anders offered to humanity among the deepest gifts an astronaut can give. He traveled to the threshold of the moon.
It's ABC's Gio Benitez. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy K. with rocker Terry Barr. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Panchromatic Steel. They're going to be playing Atwood Fest. It's going to be wonderful. This is their song called Paranoid Android. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour from Panchromatic Steel. That song was called Reason, Paranoid Android before that. Terry, remember a couple months ago when they were in the studio here, Panchromatic Steel was in the studio? I was off that night, I believe.
Oh.
But Rocker was here. I thought you were here too, maybe. And the studio was just full of percussion instruments all over the place.
And then it was so great to get reaction like to the photos and different things because people would look at it and go, oh, wow, you guys are actually doing that?
It was definitely
It
was definitely quite the night for sure. Rocker, Jimmy K, Terry Barr hanging out with you on a Saturday night. Max Inc., original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, of course, we were talking about Panchromatic Steel opening Atwood Fest at the Luther Allison stage on Saturday. To kind of conclude the convergence at Atwood Fest.
That's right. And go to atwoodfest.com. Check out the whole schedule, Jimmy, because there's amazing bands on all three stages over 2 days. There's 29 bands. And you can click on each one of the band's names. It's going to bring up their profile. You're going to be able to see video, hear audio, read a description, see a picture of them.
I want to ask you about the convergence, because you guys, you've both said, woo, so huge. Is that kind of an old-time thing that cities or neighborhoods used to do to bring people together to realize, ooh, there's a festival going on?
It's been happening at Atwood Fest for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's a parade is what it is.
I love it.
It's to get people excited about Atwood Fest, excited about the community around the Atwood neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to get people there at noon. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start at noon, and especially if you're a festival that's like a fundraiser, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, you want your bands to have an audience, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you start out the festival, people are sleepy. It's Saturday morning. So, you know, we get out there with pots and pans and bang on the streets and costumes.
We
and
get everybody up.
I mean, there's a lot of community support. I mean, last year they had a Taylor Swift version of a parade going, so sometimes the different parades have different themes to them.
Oh, and I bet they love getting together and trying to figure out, what are we going to do this year?
And the Hanfibian band, right, there's a lot of them, and so they split up with their drums into the different, there's five different parades there on the east side that all end right at the Luther Allison stage.
Converge at the Luther Allison stage.
The convergence. It's pretty fun. Okay. So, I mean, it's a really good time. And they dress in costumes. It's great.
The kids love it.
They do.
The people at the Luther Allison stage, first band, loves it because there's all these people in front of the
kidding.
Stage. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And we're bringing back Kids Fest this year in a new form.
Oh.
So, you know, there's going to be an all-new Kids Fest this year.
Well, we've got the Sugar Maple Fest stage, much bigger,
right?
Because they're moving into the Monty's parking lot.
Yes.
And anybody, I think, that's ever come to visit Madison has at some point eaten at Monty's.
Yes.
It's a tradition before Atwood Fest.
It's got to be.
With E-Dub, biscuits and gravy before Atwood Fest.
You know, a little odd piece of Civic Media trivia, though, about Monty's is that Catherine Lake used to actually broadcast a show from Monty's way back
like
when.
Like a breakfast kind of show?
Yes, a real radio show.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, wait till we see her. that is fun.
Love to hear your Atwood Fest stories or any story that you have tonight. 844-967-2789. You can call or text us right from the Civic Media app. We got Bob LaFollick here from the Community Organizations Promoting the Arts, COPA. We'll have a chat with him in a couple of minutes. The Piano Gal. She is here. She is set up. Rocker, she's ready to rock. Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes, Jimmy.
And Marta Hansen is here. Of course, Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts. Coming up very soon, or actually ongoing right now, is the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association. The first round of voting is open right now through June 14th. So if you haven't already done so, go to themamas.org, themamas.org, to cast your vote for your favorite artist, favorite songs, maybe your favorite radio stations or your favorite radio host.
How about that? That might be all of us.
So here's the thing.
We're against each other.
We're not.
We kind of are.
You would kick our butt, Terry.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Stop.
But we should have gotten on as a team. That's what we should have done. Then we could have ruled the world, Terry.
Ah. Well, if you win radio station, there you go.
There you go.
You're going to rule the world anyway.
You can rule the world. Cast your vote. Make it open. This is only the first round. It's very important because if people don't qualify through the first round, they can't go on to the final round.
You're done. Yeah. You're out.
Yeah.
One other thing about the mamas, I did see that they're looking for volunteers and also some new leadership positions are open. So bring in some new blood and get involved in the Madison Area Music Association.
You know, you bring up a good point, Terry, because, you know, of course, there's critics of the mamas.
There's critics of everything.
Right. But, you know, especially here in Madison, our music scene. If you're a critic of the mamas, now is a great opportunity for you to volunteer and make your opinion and your voice heard.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And they're always looking for new ideas, new venues, new ideas, new ways to do the show, to do the awards, to do other get-togethers. So if you have some ideas, why not bring them forward?
Go to themamas.org, themamas.org, just click on that contact link. He'll take care of you and vote for your favorite local Madison artist. Let's do a song from Dusty Bowe.
Yes!
Figured you approved, Terry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Bandit of Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music.
The sun's gonna shine and the wind's gonna blow when you're riding. The hall and the car at the front of the line is a diamond.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Looking back at me for a moment, tell
Civic Media, we are local music with Elizabeth Mary, Parking Lot Kiss. Bunch of shows coming up for Elizabeth Mary. She's going to be down in Dubuque on the 13th of June. Also in Platteville on the 20th, and on the 22nd, she'll be down in Verona for the Solstice Party. And of course, she's playing Sunday at Atwood Fest Rocker.
Yeah.
She is. This time with the whole band, Jimmy.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
It you know, is
her husband,
be great.
Paul Schluter, and the band. They're going to rock it.
They are.
I'm really going to like it. And I knew right away, you know, I was doing some sound checking over here, and I put on the headphones, and I heard Paul Schluter playing that solo in Parking Lot Kiss. And that's all about when, kind of about when they met, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was recording her in his studio, and, you know, they fell in love on the first album, and that song was about
a
parking
baby.
Lot.
Yes, they do. Oh.
They have a baby.
You're going to make everybody cry here, all right?
It's so good.
Jimmy's got tears.
I know, I do. It's a great love story.
I'm such an emotional guy. Bob LaFollette is in the studio. We're going to have a chat with him about Copa in just a couple of minutes. Plus, Marta Hansen, the piano gal.
Oh,
she's
yes.
live in the lair coming up at 9 o'clock. Terry, you have some sad news about a musician getting ripped off again?
Yeah, this is the Adorner Band, and they're based in Milwaukee. They are so excited because, to start with, they just put together their first album. More rock, if people are wondering, okay, what do they play? Well, here's what happened. They get the album done, and then they go to their storage space to pick up and drop off some different equipment. Everything that they had in their storage space, gone. All of it. And in particular, the lead of the band is saying, I am heartbroken. And Marta, who is going to be playing keyboard, will understand this. I feel violated. These things were how I make my living, how I create and write these songs. And the sound of Adorner is my piano, and it's gone. This just makes me so mad. Everything that they had, the PA, the whole deal. So the new album's coming out, but they can't even now go and tour in support of it. So I do know other musicians in the Milwaukee area are stepping up to support the shows that they have. But basically, this is a cry for help. If you know anything, if any weird instruments come up in, you know, some of the thrift store kind of shops.
Craigslist or something, let them know.
Yeah. Let them know. The police are on the case, but we've seen these before, and it doesn't always end with the musicians getting their stuff back.
I mean, it makes you just sit here and go, what kind of person?
I would just slap them silly if I found out who this is. But yeah, it makes me so mad.
Was
you
it
know?
American Scarecrows or mm-hmm. or someone or who was it like
no,
last
it,
year?
It was.
It was the American where their trailer got stolen.
The whole trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has happened to Frank Martin Bush too when he still had Mighty Short Bus, another Madison band. They also their trailer was stolen. So it's not like it doesn't happen, and it's not like people are being careless. They're not. Everything's locked up, and you think it's fine.
Natty Nation, right?
Oh, jeez.
Stop stealing from musicians,
please.
People.
Please. This is their living, and most of them, if you would talk to them, they'll tell you they don't make enough money the way it is. So don't be
And what money they have, they invested into these into this equipment that you're stealing.
Mm-hmm. So if you know anything, again, this is Adorner and a great rock band out of Milwaukee. Yeah, if you know or hear anything, just let them know.
All right, keep us updated on that. Hopefully we get the equipment back. What was the name of the band again, Terry?
Adorner.
Adorner. And they just released a new album.
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to find it. We'll play their music on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's do it.
I'll find it. We'll do that and Bob LaFaw next on Max Inc.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This seems so appropriate to play for the band coming in for our next guest. Hold on 1 second. Let's give the drummer some. It's like the ultimate dance song.
Oh, I love it so
Jimmy,
much.
I think we're out of beer. What are we going
to
do?
We're going to go to the kitchen. Because the party's in the kitchen, rocker.
We're going to get some more. COPA. COPA is Community Organizations Supporting the Arts. It's a concept. It's a facility. It's a live music venue. And Monday, June 10th, COPA is featuring their first music industry night, an event featuring L Donk as the house band, and musicians will be invited to join the stage after for an open jam session. Ooh. Here to tell us about COPA, the facility, the music industry night, it's Bob LaFollette. Bob, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay!
Well, thank you so much, Roker, and the staff here for having me on your program.
We are thrilled. We've been talking a little bit, obviously, before the interview, but Bob, tell us, how did you get involved with music? What is your story? You've got a great story, I have to say.
Well, I started by just tapping on everything I could get my hands on as a kid.
A drummer.
And so my parents got me a Sears drum set out of a Sears catalog for little kids.
Wow.
And I started playing on that. And then one of my friend's dads had an old drum set. He found out I was playing drums. He gave it to me. And so I combined that together with my with my Sears drum set.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the thing is, those Sears drum set heads, they were not replaceable. So I went down to Patty Music and took the head, and they're like, oh, well, we don't have that size.
Right.
And so I got the next largest size that would fit on, and so they were almost like playing timpanis. And I would just play to the radio. You know, and back in those days, we had records that stacked on a spindle.
Oh, right.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. I'd stack four or five records on, and I'd play to, you know, Led Zeppelin and the Beatles and, you know, whatever band was on the radio at
the time.
They
would drop after they're done playing, right?
Yes, they would drop.
That was your shuffle back in the day.
So I'm showing my age now, because this is in the 1960s and then, you know, in the 70s. And so I was very fortunate. I moved to Maui, Hawaii in 1982.
Oh, hello.
I started just sitting in with different, you know, jam bands and things like that. My name got out. And I was invited to join a band called the Whiskey Jones Band, which was one of the most popular bands on the island. We played all the hotels, and we recorded at George Benson's studio. And as soon as they heard me play, they invited me to come in and be the studio drummer at George Benson's.
No kidding.
Wow.
And I spent 2 years with the band. I had a wonderful experience there. And when I came back, I became friends with Clyde. Ugh. And he invited me to play the second set every Monday night at the Chamber. I did that for 2 years.
Yep.
Because Clyde worked a regular job. He would come in, set up his drums. They'd play the first set. I would come in and play the second set with his fantastic band with different musicians from all over the city while he went downstairs, had something to eat, you know, had a couple cocktails. And it was just a wonderful experience for me, because he would come up and just give me notes after my set.
Oh, wow.
Right? So he'd be like, oh, I saw you. You know, I heard you do this. You might want to do that. And
so you're learning from Clyde Stubblefield on the job.
And he'd mentored so many musicians and was such a huge part of the Madison music scene. And we are so blessed to have that legacy here. And you know, this Clyde Stubblefield All-Star Band still plays in the city.
Yeah.
And he just left such a legacy here that we're all just blessed to have to have him make Madison his home for so many years.
Well, you know, we do have the Clyde Stubblefield stage at Atwood Fest, and we're going to open Atwood Fest with an 80th birthday celebration for Clyde with the Funky JBs.
Is that great?
Yes, I can't wait to see that.
You know, just before we came on the air, you told me an interesting story that kind of blew me away. So Parties in the Kitchen, the song I brought you in on, we play that all the time here on Max Inc. Radio.
That song.
And Bob walks in, oh, Clyde wrote that song for me.
Yeah, it's the only song Clyde ever wrote.
It is. Tell me about that. I mean, why did Clyde write that song for you?
Well, I had a restaurant on King Street called the King Street Cafe, and he would always come in for gumbo. And he couldn't put enough hot sauce on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And he always came in on Monday night, and he'd say, hey, Bob, I want to make sure you're coming in to play with us tonight. He was so generous and such a kind man and so humble.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful human being. And I was so blessed to have that experience in my life.
Yeah.
And so thank you for bringing that part in about my background. But I'm really here to talk about COPA.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well,
and that's kind of your background leads you to COPA.
Exactly.
So tell us about that. How did you get involved in what? I guess the first question, what is it? What is COPA?
Well, COPA stands for Community Organizations Promoting the Arts. And the founder of COPA is an old friend of mine. His name is Dale Sticca. And Dale just got off the road with Elton John. For the last 32 years, he was Elton John's touring piano tech.
That's crazy.
Went around the world with Elton John on tour every year for 32 years.
That is incredible.
And Elton retired last year.
Yes.
Now, Dale bought some property on Index Road in Fitchburg across from the Music Foundry. And his vision is to create a performing arts campus. And we're working on getting funding. He's working with Dick LaCrone, from Everybody Knows Who He Is.
Oh, yes, the former UW band director.
The band director, that's correct. Mm-hmm. So he's on the board, and so the vision that Dale has is to create a performing arts campus with a 400-seat auditorium with space for musicians, artists, performance artists, visual artists, theater, dance, education for kids in high school and in middle school. And he actually wants to have rooms for visiting musicians to stay at. Okay.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yes. Oh, guest rooms.
Yes, guest rooms for visiting musicians because, you know, they're on the road. They don't have a lot of money.
No. Hotels are expensive. Out of hand.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got reunited with Dale last year, and I was invited to Copa, and I have been playing at the Red Rooster every Thursday with Tate and the 008 and Steve Malin and the Usual Suspects.
That's awesome.
And I've met so many great musicians through that venue that I thought, you know, Dale's got this amazing space over on Index Road. Why don't we do something with it with the local musicians? So I got the idea. I started talking to the musicians. I have 32 musicians now, part of our Facebook page. So I invite everyone to go to the Music Industry Night Facebook page for COPA.
We'll share it too.
So I started talking with Dale about this. He said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Why don't you run with it? And so we are planning this Monday to start off our Music Industry Night at COPA with the El Donk Band. And they have performed here. They are an all-original rock band that was founded in 1996. Wow. They're all fabulous musicians. And Matt Kern is a friend of mine. I invited him to come in and play. The Falcon, that's right. And so we invited as many musicians as possible, and I would invite anyone listening that would like to come out and see a great show and other musicians to come in and sit in with the band, because what we're going to do is the host band this week is El Donk, and they're going to do a regular set, and then we're going to put together different musicians that are in the audience to come in and perform and collaborate and network, and that's what it's all about.
What a great idea.
Oh, my gosh, exactly. What a great way to just, if you aren't a musician or you pretend you are like I do, what a great way to just enjoy the music.
So where are we in the planning stages or the making this campus a reality?
Well, Dale hopes to break ground in 2026.
Oh, wow.
And okay. So they're in the funding stage right now. Mm-hmm. And he really has a grand vision, and he's had such a wonderful life and experience with Elton. He wants to bring some of that back to Madison.
Great.
One of the things that Madison has abundance of amazing world-class musicians.
That's right.
So what Dale's vision is to bring them into a studio, and we have 4K cameras and, you know, digital audio. So we're going to be doing video and audio that we can present on YouTube and hopefully on local radio stations like yours. And so I'm really excited to kick this off.
Yeah.
And we've had a great response so far, and I can't thank you enough for inviting me.
Oh my gosh!
Now, to be clear though, there is already kind of a facility on the property, but what he's doing is raising money to actually build this giant campus.
That's correct. Yes.
You know, so there's already kind of a performance area and some music practice rooms and different things out there already.
Right. There is a wonderful stage with lighting. State-of-the-art video, audio, everything. Right now, they're doing every Wednesday, they're doing Indie Tune-Up, Soul Sessions, and Cinema Showcase.
Yeah. They used to have the listening sessions there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and so what we want to do is bring members of the artistic community, not just for music, but for, like, Cinema Showcase is a group of people that make short videos. And they actually have contests where they're given a subject and a tagline that they have to include in their video. They have 48 hours to make the video, a 5-minute video, and then they present the video at Cannes. and they've had some award-winning videos.
I love that.
As part of this group.
You know, when you get someone like a deadline like that, some really creative stuff can really come happen.
Absolutely.
Bob LaFollette here from COPA, the community organization supporting the arts. That's what it's all about here in Madison, is supporting the arts. Bob, I appreciate it. If people want to get involved and help out, how do we do that?
Well, we have a Facebook presence for the Music Industry Night. And I'd invite all of your listeners to join that.
Yep. And I will share that on ours, too.
And I am updating that with information every week on the new artists that we hope to have as our hosts. We're trying to do this maybe once every other week, depending on the response that we get. I would like to do it every Monday. But it takes a lot of work to put together a production like this.
Yes.
Because we set the stage, we have to have video production, we have to have audio production.
It's a big work,
We have to have greeters, we have techs, and none of this is free. So we're looking for local support at the events by providing donations. Now, COPA is not a restaurant or a bar, but we invite people to bring in a picnic basket. They can bring in their own beverages, we have a wonderful facility. And we just invite the public to come in and experience this amazing event.
And why not?
That's amazing. Is there a website where people can get more information online?
CopaMadison.org.
Ah, perfect.
That's COPA, COPA. Mm-hmm.
CopaMadison.org. Bob LaFollette, thank you so much for your time.
Bob, thank you.
Your stories, your dedication to the local arts and music scene here in Madison.
And your t-shirt. I may be old, but I got to see all the cool bands.
Yes. I got a photo. That's going on our social media.
Nice.
Love that.
Love it.
Yeah.
Hey, these guys are playing COPA. It's El Donk. It's Max Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
Worship the golden donkey of love.
It looked just like this last year when we played.
Yeah.
Sun coming in from the side.
Except like
you're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music after August and Shine For Me from their Tempest album. That was from a little while ago, back in 21 or so. Live in the Lair with Marta Hansen is coming up in just a couple of minutes, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
I love hearing them settle country songs.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
June 11th through the 14th from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.